This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
Today's forecast calls for 6 to 12 inches and temperatures will only be in the teens overnight, so bundle up and...
Imagine, you're planning your end-of-year reports, planning for next year. What are you going to do to monetize more in 2011?
We're going to have clear and sunny skies with a perfect day of weather for everyone coming to AFCON 2010.
Warm up your marketing strategies this December in our winter oasis for affiliate marketers. AFCON 2010 Florida, December 8th through 10th at the Fairmont Turnberry Isle Resort in Aventura, Florida. Sign up now at AFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized. Here are your hosts, Cindy Crum and Eric Chan.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm your host, Cindy Crum with Rank Mobile. And today we're joined by a guest, Howard Ogden from augmentreality.co.uk. Hi, Howard.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Very well indeed. How are you, Cindy?
Pretty good. So tell us a bit about yourself and what you've got going on, Howard. We've spoken on a couple panels, but tell all the listeners what it is that you do at augmentreality.co.uk.
Okay, well, about 13 months ago, I was exposed to a new medium called augmented reality by a mobile application called Layer. I was immediately struck with the whole concept of augmented reality and started my company, Augment Reality, and we've developed about 20 or so augmented reality experiences.
Okay, so now what does that mean, augmented reality?
Augmented reality comes in a couple of different formats. The mobile stuff, which I've just mentioned, is we take data, usually from the internet, so Twitter, any geolocated data like Twitter or Foursquare, Gowalla, and we show that data over the camera view of your mobile phone. So we're augmenting the reality, the camera view, with data from the internet.
Okay, and then there's other kinds of augmented reality too, right? Do you do that?
Yeah, everybody's probably been exposed to marker-based augmented reality, where you print off a marker and your PC webcam picks up the pattern and shows you a 3D model, maybe a game or a car or something like that. One of the most well-known is the Transformers, where it actually does feature tracking, so it can tell where your head is and it superimposes one of the Transformers masks on your head.
And then there was one on, I think it was a big one on Time Magazine, where it was for wind power. Did you see that one?
Yeah, that's the smart grid General Electric augmented reality experience. Is that the one that you're referring to?
Yeah, I think so. And you would hold up the magazine to your webcam, and then it would make 3D windmill type things on the magazine.
Yeah, wind power. There's quite a lot of environmental possibilities with augmented reality. Maybe we'll talk about that.
Well, now, do you do that, or are you just focusing on the mobile stuff?
No, I just focus on the mobile stuff for now.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think there's way more use cases for mobile augmented reality, because I'm looking 5 years down the line when everybody's wearing augmented reality glasses and augmented reality is out in the wild. I don't think there's much scope for marker-based out in the wild It's just something that you would do in front of a PC or a kiosk.
Sure. Yeah, I think that has limited use, but I think the mobile stuff really does have a lot of interesting applications, mostly based on geography, right, and geomarkers.
Right now, yeah. Image recognition is being built into the current crop of AR browsers. So, we've already seen Google Goggles doing visual search with image recognition. So that's going to play a big factor, as well as geo coordinates now,
okay,
over the next 12 months or so.
So can you break it down for the listeners? When you say augmented reality browser, what does that mean? Is that different from a normal mobile browser?
Yeah, it's the same concept, but in a different reality. So you download an app like Layer or Junio. There's several WearMark or a Crosshair as well. The app will have various channels or layers that you can surf through, which are the equivalent of websites. And each experience shows you different data in augmented reality. Some of that data could be 3D models, it could be audio, it can be video, or it could be text.
Okay, and so then that's what you do, is you develop these layers or these channels to be turned on or off in the different augmented reality browsers.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I've spoken with you on some panels, and I know you're out and you're all over the world getting a lot of exposure. Do you want to tell us about some of the coolest things that you've done?
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, the one that I love the most is the Beatles application that we made. So this was back in the end of last year. We were asked to beta test Layer for their 3D launch, which happened in November, December. We put a 3D model of the Beatles back on Abbey Road, and that got a lot of press. That was good fun. So if you go and stand at the famous Abbey Road crossing, you can augment it with a 3D model of the four Beatles. And people's reactions from that app, it's just fantastic. So next time you guys are in London, you must check it out, because it's super cool.
So you could, it was 3D, so you could get the Beatles walking across Abbey Road from any angle, not just the famous one from the...
Exactly, yeah. So you can see it from previously unseen angles. We had a professional 3D modeling outfit do this, and they're based in Palo Alto. They did a really good job of mapping the model.
And then, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you could get like your friend to hold the phone and you could run and walk with them and get a picture?
Correct, yes.
That's
yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I will be putting the Beatles on tour again, actually. I'm thinking about doing recreating a tour with that Beatles model and various others, and just putting it around different locations in the world.
Like where?
So if anyone has any requests, then, we're in the Hilton in Amsterdam, where John and Yoko had the love-in. I was thinking about doing a tribute for that on the anniversary next year.
Okay, all right.
So there'd be a peace and love augmented reality experience at the Hilton in Amsterdam.
So, and there were other aspects to the app as well, right? You could stand, you know, close to where something happened and see a video of something actually happening right where you're standing.
Yeah, there was lots of video content and lots of historical information, lots of tidbits about the Beatles, and in it's a tour. It's 42 locations around London and Liverpool, and at each location, you'll find this additional data, this additional content.
Okay, very cool. So it sounds like augmented reality is going to be potentially really big for travel, even, or guided tours.
Yeah, travel for sure. I've created one app for a hotel company that shows hotels around you and the availability and the price. So that's really, really a really good location-based tourism feature. Pretty good for last-minute bookings. Tour guides, obviously, yeah. The traditional tour guide is days are numbered, I think, because of augmented reality.
So So tell us, like, what do you think augmented reality adds to the experience that a normal, like, hotel search wouldn't be able to do?
It puts the information that you're looking for in context, in your reality. So it's more relevant.
Okay. So now you had some other big projects, right? You did something with Google?
Yeah, for the Zeitgeist event in Europe this year, I was asked to create a demo app for them. Leia were part of the show. Martin Lenz Fitzgerald, one of the co-founders, was speaking at the Zeitgeist event. And I was in the demo room demoing Leia. So we created a virtual map of the conference area and its surroundings. And we did some pretty cool stuff. I ended up demoing it to Larry Page, which was very cool.
Very cool. Okay, so you got into this, what did you say, 18 months ago?
Yeah, I first heard about AR, about 18 months ago, and then discovered Leia just as it launched, basically.
So
within a month of them launching, we had our first applications out.
So it's all very, very new.
It's in its infancy still, yeah.
Okay. Where do you see stuff like this going in the future?
I think I mentioned already I'm kind of looking towards glasses now. And
Do you really believe that that's possible?
Absolutely, it's possible, yeah.
People are going to be wearing AR
soon.
Glasses?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure of it.
Everywhere?
It will be Minority Report, for sure.
All the time or just for special events?
I don't know. There's a lot of social ethics to work out. I mean, will it be socially acceptable to have AR glasses on during a meeting or playing sport because it could help you cheat? There's quite a few ethics to it. I mean, you could solve a crossword instantly using augmented reality. So it will help a lot of... It will cause a lot of ethical questions to be raised about when it's good to use it and when it's not. So that is a good question, Cindy, about all the time or not. For me, I'm looking forward to the contact lenses, so it can be all the time.
Okay, and these would be contact lenses that pull in, or glasses that pull in web data on different layers or different channels about different topics, and you could turn on the information that you want and turn off the information that you don't want?
Correct. And the control mechanism would possibly be gestures. I mean, already all this is in development. I'm at the Zeitgeist event, I was demoing some AR glasses that were hooked up to an iPhone. So your iPhone was the control. It was relaying your iPhone's data to the glasses. So maybe that will be the first generation that relies on the smartphone sensors for the capability. But certainly the technology for glasses is coming. There's one or two companies already with AR glasses that do marker-based stuff, which would be really good for engineers on an engine or learning how to build things. They could be you could have markers on the objects in the engine, and that would help with training and engineers. So yeah, the technology's out there now, Cindy. It's just waiting to filter down and get mass usage.
Okay, fascinating stuff. All right, we're here with Howard Ogden from augmentreality.co.uk. You're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebOffer.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
Anyway, I ask?
That's right, ma'am. Anyway, you ask.
Let me get this straight. If I wanted your CEO to deliver my check while juggling flaming machetes on the back of an Asian elephant, all I have to do is ask?
Correct. With in-demand affiliates, you can tell us exactly how you want your payouts, and we will deliver.
God, could you hold on for a second? Someone's at the door. Wow, you aren't kidding.
We are in demand. You can be too. Sign up today at the letter ndemandaffiliates.com.
Rock the world with LinkedIn. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
And we're back. You're listening to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Today, our guest is Howard Ogden from AugmentReality.co.uk. So in the last segment, we were just talking about all the possibilities with AR, but we didn't really talk about how people are making money with augmented reality. And I think that's fascinating because we're seeing a lot of people using AR to facilitate a local search. But I want to know from the expert, how do other companies monetize an augmented reality experience, and or how are you making money on this? Like, what if people want to get into augmented reality, would they need to do?
Okay. If people want to get into augmented reality, and I can really only speak from the mobile augmented reality side of things, then it's fairly straightforward. You sign up to Layer or Genio's API, you get a key, you digest that information, and you start building layers. So you need some technical programming skills. You can use PHP or something like that to build a web service to connect to these platforms, and you need geocoded data. If you want to start making money on it, you've got to make good layers or good channels, generate a bit of interest, and you've got to take inquiry. There's big companies out there looking for developers.
And there aren't a lot of developers out there, right?
There's more and more every week now, but no, relatively few. Okay. I've got a virtual monopoly in the UK.
Good for you. Okay. Now, what about companies who want to somehow use augmented reality and monetize that? How do you see that happening? Do they just be part of some other search within an augmented reality application, or can they build their own stuff? How does it work?
Okay, building your own stuff is going to be hard to generate a good ROI on that right now because, it's going to be quite costly to develop your own AR experience in mobile. And the best way, I think, would be to hook into an existing traffic base. So Layer has close to 1 million regular users, and they're quite tight with their definition of regular user. It has to be someone who's used at least 3 layers on their platform within the last 90 days. They've had millions of downloads as well, and they're pre-installed on all Samsung and various other Android handsets.
And it's available on the iPhone now as well, right?
Yeah, it's iPhone 3GS and 4. And Genio is also multi-platform, and I believe Nokia is going to be compatible with both of those as well in the near future. I'm not sure about the new Windows 7 phone. I think the guys are waiting to see how that flies or doesn't. And BlackBerry doesn't have the hardware capabilities right now. They're pretty stingy with their accelerometers and compasses and things like that. So BlackBerry's a wait and see at the moment. But the market's there. There's so many smartphone users, as I'm sure your listeners know, on Android and iPhone, that there's market there enough. Then the predictions for AR pretty much follow the growth of the internet. It's my belief that this medium will be or have as great an impact as the internet. And the most revenues are predicted to be from augmented reality advertising. So this would be in context advertising. Maybe the AR app would learn your behaviors. Maybe the AR app would know that you needed to buy milk, as Eric Schmidt was talking about his use case the other day. So there's going to be the prediction from Juniper Research was that the vast majority of revenue would come from ads, then games, and then apps themselves.
How would the augmented reality advertising work for you or me day to day? How would I be aware of augmented reality advertising, and how would I act on it?
You'd have to be within the app at the time. Right now, as it stands today, I can foresee a future where push notifications, an opt-in system of push notification ads that are relevant to the user, could be something that could be used by businesses, especially if they incentivize people to use that system, i.e. by reverse carrier billing. So for every ad they're subjected to, they could take a little payment for that, a micro payment, okay, against their phone bill.
What about the image recognition that you mentioned earlier? How does that work into things? Have you done stuff with image recognition?
Yeah, I've been looking at that this week and recently, in fact, but really hammering into it this week for a print client of mine. We believe that image recognition and AR can help reinvigorate the print industry, and particularly print advertising.
Okay.
So when you're using image recognition on a picture within a printed magazine or a newspaper, and you can get the backstory on that picture, or you could show additional video content or something like that using image recognition and augmented reality. It could bring children's books to life, you know? There's so many cool things that we can do with this.
Okay, excellent. Now, what about image recognition for shopping? Like, if I'm flipping through a magazine, can I use the phone to say, okay, I like the jeans that she's wearing, I want to buy them right now? Would that be an AR thing, or would that be something different?
We could do stuff with AR for sure. You could have the nearest location of those jeans. You could have a graphical representation in 3D of the jeans if you wanted. You have video of someone wearing the jeans. I don't know. But yeah, the image recognition side of things, you could snap the jeans, you could get price comparisons straight away, and I know there's visual search comparison engines coming. So yeah, the shopping experience with image recognition is a very strong use case, and with AR could be used to seal the deal. It's got very good proven engagement, and we're seeing good stats for projects that have used kiosks in store and used augmented reality within the kiosk to help promote a product, and seeing some figures that on the return in investment of those kiosks. from Lego. This was a project by Matteo, where they put the kiosks in 5 Lego stores. You'd hold the Lego box up to the kiosk, and it would show the completed model in augmented reality on the display in the kiosk. And they trialed that in 5 stores, and they're now rolling it out across all stores. So augmented reality at the moment is kind of used to promote the product. It's part of the bigger picture of the sales process.
That's fantastic.
I do believe there'll be more direct sales made through augmented reality soon. And who knows, we might even have the term AR commerce as popular as e-commerce in the coming years.
That'd be cool. All right.
It would be, because I've got the domain name.
All right, Howard, we have to wrap it up. So tell the listeners, if they're interested in doing something in AR, how do they contact you? What kinds of projects are you looking for? What do you need to tell them?
Well, I'm all ears to anyone's ideas. Ideas are the seed of this industry right now, and it's all about good ideas. So if you want to get in touch with me, I'm just setting up a new company called Mobilistar. That's mobilistar.com. And you can just email me there. There's a holding page up at the moment with some contact details. Check out our Twitter, which is Mobilistar, and Facebook.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us on the show, and I'm sure we'll have you back.
Thank you for having me, Cindy.
And you're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. The show airs every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening.